There's a lot going on during this short 45th federal general election season. It can be overwhelming and confusing for voters. So, we have broken down the key information we think Squamish residents need to know, but we can always add more. Email us at news@squamishchief.com if you have questions for us to answer. Most of the voting information has been taken from the Elections Canada site, which has a wealth of information for voters. We have also included a list of our election stories so far. You have to register to vote. Here's how: in-person register at your local Elections Canada office or at your polling place when you go to vote. Our Elections Canada office is located at Capilano University, Library Building, Squamish Campus, 3200 University Boulevard. Online, use the online voter registration service. By phone, call Elections Canada toll-free 1-800-463-6868. While doing your taxes, when filing your taxes, checking yes to Elections Canada's questions on your tax form ensures that you're on the list of electors at your current address and ready to vote in a federal election. Your right to vote: by law, electors must have 3 consecutive hours to cast their vote on election day. If your work hours don't allow that, your employer must give you time off to vote. Our riding: West Vancouver, Sunshine Coast, Sea to Sky Country Candidate Party Askari, Payment People's Party of Canada, Parti Populaire du Canada Green Law, Lauren Green Party of Canada, Le Parti Vert du Canada Jeffrey, Gordon Party Rhinoceros Party, Parti Rhinoceros Party Rosenberg, Jaeger M. New Democratic Party, Nouveau Parti Démocratique Roy, Keith Conservative Party of Canada, Parti Conservateur du Canada Wyler, Patrick Liberal Party of Canada, Parti Libéral du Canada. Where and how to vote: election day date, April 28 hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You should have received a voter information card in the mail with your polling station. If you didn't receive it, look up your polling station here. Advance voting: Friday, April 18th to Saturday, April 19th, Sunday, April 20th to Monday, April 21st hours are from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Elections Canada says that morning and early afternoon are usually busy times on advance polling days. The polls are generally less busy in the evening. Addresses are on your voter information card or can be found here. Vote by mail until April 22nd. Fill out the form here. In person at the Elections Canada office before April 22nd, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Hours: Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, 12 to 4 p.m. Our Elections Canada office is located at Capilano University, Library Building, Squamish Campus, 3200 University Boulevard. Voting: if you live in a vehicle, can you still vote if you don't have a brick-and-mortar home? Yes. Elections Canada accepts various proof of identity and address. Prove your identity: name, fishing license, library card, SIM card, birth certificate, Veterans Affairs Canada Health ID card, etc. Prove your address. A letter of confirmation of residence from a shelter administrator. If you've used a shelter, vouching. Declare your identity and address in writing, and have someone assigned to your polling station vouch for you. The voucher must prove their own identity and address. 1 voucher per elector, except in long-term care institutions. Federal government responsibilities: but what is the federal government responsible for anyway? The Canadian Encyclopedia explains it best. The federal government is responsible for implementing the legislation of the Canadian Parliament. The British North America Act gives Parliament responsibility over national defense, money, banking, bankruptcy, Aboriginal affairs, citizenship, marriage and divorce, shipping, railways, fisheries, interprovincial and international trade, the post office, criminal law, penitentiaries, which house prisoners serving sentences of 2 years or more, the census and statistics, weights and measures, patents, and copyrights. The federal government also has power over employment insurance and several transprovincial matters such as radio and television broadcasting, aviation, pipelines, and telecommunications. In several areas, there is overlap between the two levels of government. The water in a lake is within provincial jurisdiction, but the fish and the boats are federal. The federal government defines marriage, but the provinces decide how it will be formalized. Either level of government can legislate in the area of agriculture and of immigration, though if the laws conflict, the federal statute takes precedence. The federal government conducts Canadian foreign policy and implements treaties, but provincial legislation is necessary to comply with treaties that deal primarily with areas in provincial jurisdiction. The Squamish Chiefs election coverage so far, we will continue to update this page as the election progresses. To see all our election coverage, including throughout the province, go to Canada Votes 2025 on our site. New. See to Sky MP candidate criticizes Green Party's exclusion from national debate series. Rhinoceros Party candidate leans into satire in See to Sky campaign. This week on the federal campaign trail, April 14th, Squamish Votes. One candidate, three questions, Patrick Wyler, Squamish Votes. One candidate, three questions, Payman Askari, Squamish Votes. One candidate, three questions, Keith Roy, Squamish Votes. One candidate, three questions, Lauren Greenlaw, respectful dialogue in front of engaged crowd at the Squamish All Candidates meeting, See to Sky candidate Patrick Wyler on election priorities and local concerns, a Q&A with the See to Sky New Democratic Party MP candidate, a Q&A with the See to Sky People's Party of Canada MP candidate, Keith Roy discusses conservative plans for See to Sky, this week on the federal campaign trail. Breaking down the key election issues in West Vancouver Sunshine Coast Sea to Sky. Learn more about the Sea to Sky Green Party MP candidate. Lauren Greenlaw, 18-year-old NDP candidate, wants to give youth a voice at the federal level.